Maisha, how did you come to live at the residential home?
I actually was aging out of foster care at 17 or 18, but it's like right when I was about to be 18. And my social worker told me about Monica's program and I toured. And then that's when I decided to give it a shot, you know, move in to see if it would help me. And it did. So, and now, you know, I'm working.
So in what way has it helped you? What did you learn at that residential community?
I learned pretty much everything. Like, I learned how to pay a cell phone bill on time, you know, like cook and clean and just be like a productive citizen of my community, volunteered a lot, and just become like a model citizen every youth should try to do.
Monica, I know that there's a count going on. Tell me who you'll be counting.
We're looking for anyone that is 24 or younger, that is not with a legal parent or a guardian, and does not have a fixed nighttime residence. So that could include, and I know for a fact that there are students that apply for FAFSA, and on their FAFSA, their federal aid application, they mark whether they're an unaccompanied youth or not. And I know that UNR and TMCC are reporting a number of unaccompanied youth. We know that only 7% of under-resourced college students finish college. So we know if they're in college and they don't have a place to live and they don't have food to eat regularly, we know that their chances of actually finishing college are about 7%. And so we are looking for anyone 24 or younger that has been kicked out, thrown out, aged out, and does not have the means to support themselves, take care of themselves, or make a life for themselves.
Where do you go to do the count?
We will be down at the West Street Plaza, which is at First and West Street. It's also right next to the Java Jungle down in the concrete circle. We're hoping to get good information on them and find out more about the characteristics and the prevalence of this population so that we can direct resources to them and help them.
Maisha, what is your role in this count?
I volunteer. I volunteered for 5 years. I'm part of the youth, and they actually started doing youth-to-youth surveys. So as a volunteer youth, I give the survey to the homeless youth. And we do that because the youth feel comfortable with talking to people their ages rather than talking to an adult. And so that's pretty much what I do and whatever else they need me to do.
As you're doing the count, what are you learning?
Every year I learn something new. I just know there's a lot of people out there struggling. And so I try and do my best to help them. A lot of the youth just want to talk. So then like I'll just talk to them and listen. And that's sometimes what they need is someone to just listen.
Do you feel your experiences help them?
Oh, definitely. A lot of the youth tell them, I was like, if you have that opportunity, you should definitely take it because it'll just help you get your life together. You know, I've had great jobs. You know, I went to school. I've done all this, the good things that I want to do in my life.
Monica, what do you do with the data?
We use the data to have a greater understanding. At least when I say we, our agency uses the data to have a greater understanding of what is going on with homeless youth so that we can better create programming. We can better strategize on serving different subpopulations. And the community has been using this data, specifically youth agencies, to do the same thing that I just said, build better programming. And so they've lacked this information. They've not been able to really know what's going on with homeless youth because we haven't been collecting data on them. So a lot of places in town use this data to better their services and better direct resources to youth.
Do the numbers affect funding?
I believe that they will. They're not at this moment, and they haven't over the last few years, but it's starting to gain some momentum because President Obama is focusing in on this population, knowing that this is the front end of homelessness. If we're not putting any resources and any prevention into the front end of homelessness, it's just piling on to chronic homelessness, meaning that we have a lot of resources to expend out on people who have been infected with the chaos of the streets. Their mental illness has become chronic. Their homelessness has become chronic. They may have now turned to drugs and alcohol to cope. It just expands the problem out to where they need more and more and more and more comprehensive and long-term services. So putting in preventative type of help, catching someone when they're 17, 18, 19, developing them, getting them supported and on kind of a path for success is actually going to really help us in the tail end. And so we're hoping as these numbers, for example, Las Vegas counted 78 on their point in time count last year. We counted 44. Clark County is four times as big as Washoe County, yet we're counting half as much homeless youth as they are. So we have a higher rate of homelessness according to the point in time count. That should be something that we should be looking at and really concerned about it.
Why do you think those numbers are higher here?
I'm not sure. That's where we have to do better information collection. So this year we've asked some things on the survey about, you know, how long have you been in Washoe County? Because we want to know, did you come here from a different place or have you been homeless here? And have you been homeless for a week or have you been homeless for a year or 2 years? We'd like to know how long their homelessness has been lasting. Although young people aren't considered chronic homeless, we do have a lot of young people who are experiencing long-term homelessness, which is experiencing homelessness for 5 years or longer.
What causes young people to become homeless?
Each kid has a story. They could have been molested when they were 12, when they were 8. They could have had a baby when they were 16 by their own father. They could have been pushed out by their mom's boyfriend when their mom got arrested when they were 17 and they got pushed out into the streets at 17. They could have had a mental illness where they were in an institution until they were 18 years old. They turned 18 and the institution pushed them out into the streets because that's what we do. Everything is ran by chronological age in Nevada. So 17 and under is considered homeless. So you can, at 18 years old, you are considered an adult in Nevada, and so you age out of systems at 18, whether you are prepared or not to take care of yourself.
Thank you, Monica and Maisha, for sharing your story today.
Thank you.